This is KERA News. KERA and the Dallas Morning News are collaborating to document COVID-19's impact on arts and culture in North Texas. Now, 18 months in, we asked artists to reflect on how their work has evolved during the pandemic. In the first of a series of audio postcards, Morning News freelancer Juliana Morano talked to improv comedian Sydney Plant. She reflects on the importance of creativity and honoring Black women in her work.
COVID-19 has taken a lot more from me than I realized. There was a level of grief. There was a level of loss. I wanted my Women of Candor storytelling show to be my life's work. Women of Candor was born out of following the word joy. And so in many ways, by losing Women of Candor due to the pandemic, it took my joy from me. There's so many more stories to tell that haven't hit the stage. I want the world to witness the beauty and the power and the eloquence and the care and the concern, the humor, everything about Black women that we haven't been able to share in a way that is not filtered for anyone else and is not done for the purpose other than just expressing ourselves. We had done a phenomenal show. I was so proud. And I had 9 more shows scheduled for the year. So to look back and actually feel the loss of all those plans and ideas, I think that was the first time I really felt the loss of live performance in that way. I had been writing little notes in my phone about ideas I had for t-shirts, but I knew that there were skills that I didn't have. And so I kind of wanted to learn those things in my spare time, also have fun. So I spent another couple months creating a t-shirt line. A lot of my shirts, they have humor behind them. They also have a lot of meaning to them, much like the Women of Candor show. A lot of the women who've purchased my shirts, they see themselves in them. And just the joy that the shirts have brought them and the laughter. So I got to relive some of that same emotional feedback that I got from the live show through my shirts. The citizenship t-shirt is very special to me. Back in summer 2019, Donald Trump told the women that we call the squad to go back to their countries. And when he made that comment, it really pierced me in a really strange way, and it was very upsetting. And just the thought of citizenship came to my mind, and then the visual of a slave ship. That's how African Americans, that was our beginning of the process of citizenship in this country. I showed the shirt to my mom, and she originally looked at it and said, "Whoa, I wouldn't wear that." And then she sat with it for a minute and she said, "Yeah, I'd wear that." She said, "That's part of our history. It's really important. I'd wear that." And let's be clear, my mom wouldn't wear most of my shirts. And then I showed another woman who is Pakistani and she's an immigrant, and tears came to her eyes. And she said, "Do you mind if I buy one of these? I know this isn't my story, but this means so much to me." And so I noticed when people saw this shirt, it literally would stop them and they would have a visceral response to it and were able to relate their feelings to it, even if they didn't have the African-American experience. So I think that design is very special to me just because of the response it elicited.
Sydney Plant is a Dallas improv comedian and business owner. You can see the citizenship t-shirt and learn more about Plant at artandseek.org. Dallas Morning News freelancer Jeff Whittington helped produce this story, which also appears on dallasnews.com.